All right, before we get started, for those joining us virtually, do we still have Faith, Brandy, and Marshall?
Yes.
Okay, so I think I heard three of you. Mr. Chair, we can get started if you're ready.
Yeah, sorry to ask this. We can help with that. All right, so we'll come back into session. We're now at section eight, so the interest payment statements. Informal. I'll read the text so we can get started. It's now 10:05 a.m. on September the, whatever, September the 20th. 2024, it's a time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to the ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves, indicate whether they're a public member or a professional member. Let's do that first. Just who would you like to begin?
Richard Guston Glover, first.
Brian McFadden.
Tracy Wilkinson, special member.
Gentleman on the phone.
Chase Turrentine, public member.
Thank you. Marshall.
Marshall Knock, professional member.
Hey, nice. Brandy.
Brandy Flores, public member.
Thank you all. Also present, the board's executive director Frank McGolly and the board's attorney Jeannie Galvin from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is followed, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking not to take time repeating information the board has already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will give in time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greatest. The board has a civility policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes its discussion with the party, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberation, we ask that you respect the fact that we are now discussing a case amongst ourselves. Request you not interrupt that process. At this point, I'd like to swear in the staff. I swear in the staff that we testifying today, will the following compliance team members please stand and raise your right hand? Rosa Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Alexandra Hill, Kathy Bergeron. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Ellen Bordelon. I do, Alexandra Hill. I'm going
to be touching on us. I didn't have a drone. Pass it down. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it's important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before speaking. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the informal interview, and the possible action the board may take. All right, so we'll get started on our first case. Our first case will be case number 2024-00733, Nation of Barbers and Beauty Academy, BBC 000073. NMTD Cuts Incorporated is the owner. Marcio L. Harris Sr., license VAR I 003139, President CEO, and Talisha Harris, VARI 006279. Now, in this case, can we combine these two cases? Are they totally separate, or where are we on that?
And you may combine them when it comes to the point of making findings of fact and conclusions of law, which will ensure that they're properly delineated.
Okay. All right. So we'll also then call case number 2024-00734 with the same people involved. Right, so is anyone present from it, and is this corporation clear for us to talk to?
They do not appear to be an LLC, so we're good.
Could you say the case number one more time?
It's 2024-00733, 2024-00734. Nation of Barbers and Beauty Academy.
My apologies. No,
we'll come back to you. Do we have anybody, star six, if you're on the phone?
There was a Talisha Harris online. She dropped out.
All right. Well, then, on that, I move that
good
we
morning.
Move. Yes.
Good morning. Oh, I've been trying to unmute myself. My name is Talisha Harris. I am part of the corporation with Martillo Harris. Although we are in the middle of a divorce, during our preliminary, he should be there. I have sent his lawyer and him 5 different emails that he needed to go to appear as during the preliminary asset division. That campus was awarded to him. He had requested that campus. That campus was awarded to him. We have a total of 3 campuses. So The last time that I was in partnership with him at all was April 23rd. So I do not know what's been going on with that campus. I was alerted by our son, who was the instructor of that campus, of some issues, which I forwarded over to Martillo Harris.
Okay.
So I understand that my name is on all of the documentation, and I totally, therefore I take responsibility, but I have not been part of that campus at all. We have a total of 3 campuses, one in Tucson, Eloy, and was in Phoenix. So I took the Tucson campus, and the other 2 campuses were awarded to him. He should be there in attendance. He is not.
We don't think so.
Wow.
I would say the answer to that is no. So are you a part of the corporation. Are you enabled to speak for this corporation?
I am enabled to speak for it, but as far as the violations, I know that they occurred because I was sent the information. And I spoke with Leticia before these violations even occurred to find out when it was time to do the relicensing, how I get my name off of everything and just have my name on my license only. She spoke with her supervisors, and they said, you know, once the divorce is finalized, then we do that. So I can speak on part of the corporation, but all I know is what I've been told.
She's still on the license and she's still responsible.
Okay. So our lawyer said that the fact you're on the license gives you the right responsibility that we're looking for. So we'll go ahead and proceed with the case. Let's start with swearing you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you have today be the truth, the whole truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And state your name, please.
Talisha Harris.
Thank you. All right. So I'll have my investigator review this. Have you seen this case? I mean, you guess you were told you said. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the case because I used to do all of the paperwork for all of the campuses. And Martillo Harris' email is no longer valid, I believe. So they sent everything to me, which I forwarded on to him and his lawyers. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have her review the case, and then I'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On June 13, 2024, I went to the Nation of Barbers and Beauty Academy at 1733 East McDowell Road in Phoenix, Arizona, to conduct an inspection of both schools, which are barber and cosmetology, but both schools were not no longer there and another business took his place. I found out where they were. So the new Nation of Barbers and Beauty Academy location was moved to 1714 East McDowell Road in Phoenix, Arizona. The respondent did not notify the board of the closure and relocation. The Nation of Barbers and Beauty Academy new location, 1714 East McDowell Road in Phoenix, Arizona, is not a licensed location. It is an unlicensed pool gathering. During the inspection, the air conditioner was not working and the temperature inside the pool was 94 degrees. The manager, Mark T. O'Hara, your address. Then he was me and let me know that the building manager and air conditioning company were called and the air conditioner would be fixed shortly. There was one barber student in attendance on this day. Mark T. O'Hara Jr. informing the rest of the students were out sick. There were no cosmetology students or cosmetology instructor at this location. Therefore, there is no licensed cosmetology school and cosmetology was not taught. As of September 16, 2024, the respondent has not applied for a new barber school establishment license. The school has been in operation at this location since May 1st, 2024. Mark T. O'Hara Jr. emailed the lease of the new location to me during the school inspection. Before I left the school, I educated Martio on the found pool violation. On July 10th, the board received the closure form from the respondent and closed the license at owner's request. So that's the latest information we
have. This location is now closed.
It is now formally closed, but after the fact.
Yeah, after the fact. Okay, do we have questions from the board?
So there's technically two cases here, and that's just the first one?
I blended them both because the barbering school and the cosmetology school did not notify us of the closure.
Okay.
And then when I went and saw who was actually inside of the school, it was only the barbering being taught. And a barber instructor and the barber student.
Got it.
There was no cosmetology at that time being taught for the student.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right, Ms. Harris?
Yeah.
You've heard the investigator. Do you have additional information you'd like to provide to us about why the school moved and why it was operating without license?
I do not know. All I know is what my son would tell me.
Yes.
So I believe they moved because there was a lease issue at the other location. It was going to go up exponentially, and so I believe that's why they moved across the street, because it is kind of like across the from the other location.
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course, our interest would be why they didn't inform the board or get the site license and some of those kind of crazy things.
Right. We have been a school for, we've been in operation as a school for 20 years, not that site. So
right.
I have always handled anything that was under my name correctly. I mean, Helen just came to see the school that I own the day before the town hall meeting. And I had no violations, no, nothing of the sort. So I did, when I found out that the school was being closed, it was, I sent an email to Martio on 6/24/24, letting him know of the correct procedure, the procedures that need to be followed for the school closing. As my compliance person who used to work with us had sent them to me, and I researched them and I sent it to him, and that was done June 24th. Okay. Yeah, June. Mm-hmm.
All right. So there was an awareness that this needed to be taken care of. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. These are not new stories.
No. And also, okay. I did make Martio Harris Sr. aware that the air conditioning in that location was not working on June 6th.
Okay.
And I told him that could be a problem because we were in the middle of applying for NACIT. Well, that is why she kept that campus. So Yeah.
Yeah, they frown on that. Okay. Is there any additional information you'd like to provide just?
I don't have any. Oh, I don't.
Well, that's fine. I just want to hear every opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, well then we'll.
Turn is that Martio Harris, who the campus belonged to, isn't even in attendance or on the line at all regarding this campus, regarding this issue. Is that what you're saying? That he's not showing up anywhere, not in the building nor on the phone?
We don't have any awareness of where he is or anything. He's not involved in this proceeding today.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. I will let my lawyer and his lawyer know.
Okay. Well, we'll give you some things to help you with. We're going to move into deliberations now. So does the board have any questions in this house before that happens?
Well, will these whatever your findings are, will those be in a written format that I can forward to my lawyer and his lawyer?
We will actually direct that to the addresses we have for the people named. So yes, you'll get a copy of what's going on.
The address that you have on file, I believe, is old.
Okay. Well, we'll use, yeah. Okay. We'll send these out and it'll be a consent agreement for you to review and we'll deal with this from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So questions about this case, things we want to talk about, ideas of how to dispose of the case?
I'm ready to make the motion.
I'm ready to hear.
I move to accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed?
Not opposed. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Are these for both cases?
For both cases, I believe that's what we're talking about. Is that correct? Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we believe these things happen. Now, case by case, then do we have motion for discipline these matters? I believe it's the Barber School as opposed to the Cuyahoga College School.
Yep. So for both cases, I move to offer a consent agreement for $1,000 civil penalty. If not fined within 30 days, move to a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
Okay.
She clarified that's $1,000 total.
Total.
Okay.
For, but $500, as I understand it, that's the license fee, and there was two cases.
Okay. To a motion for financial penalty, do we have a second?
McFadden, a second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any nay?
Nay.
Okay, majority says we're going to find. So we will issue a consent agreement for $1,000 penalty related to these cases as a resolution for these cases.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next case, the case number 2024-00167, Azad Zara, VAR010829. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're correct.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, at step 2B with negotiation options. Number one, negotiated.
Oh, good job.
Number two will be attending virtually. Number three will be attending virtually. Four, attending in person. Number five is unresolved. And number six, continue.
Okay. Thanks for taking care of this. Thanks.
Yes.
All right. So let's go to the second one. So our next case up is case 2024-00327 and 2024-00328. Randy Nguyen, 51000290, and Yin Fan, license 51000222. Are they present today? Star Six to be on the phone. Randy Nguyen, Yin Fan. *6 if you're on the phone. All right, hearing no response, I move that cases 2024-00327 and 2024-00328 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can reach agreement on consent that was offered before that happened.
Just on Glover, second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we're good, but that goes that direction. Our next case is 2024-00409. Again, Perfect Nail and Spa, SNT 15917. Min K. Quan, license 506-00902.
Hello.
Star Stapleton.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Do you need my camera to be on by any chance?
What was it?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Is it okay if two people talk? Because it's me and my mom, and my mom doesn't speak English really that great. So is it okay if we both talk at the same time?
Okay, well, tell me your name.
My name is Judy, and the one next to me is my mom, which is
like Ha, and last name Ho.
Okay. And this is from Yen's Perfect Nail?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. All right. So, okay. So how this will go? Well, first of all, let me swear you in. And so you're the, okay. So Judy, you're the daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Can she speak for a moment?
I don't understand what capacity. Does she have any?
Are you part of the business at all, Judy?
No, I just speak for like every, like if she doesn't like understand the word, I kind of just translate it in Vietnamese.
I think we should continue and offer an interpreter next month.
Okay. We'd like to offer you the opportunity. We will provide you as an interpreter so that she can speak. And I know you could do it, but this is a court proceeding. So we need to have it by a certified interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna continue the case until next month. So I'm sorry to take your time up today and do it again, but I want to do this in the fairest way I can for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna continue the case until next month, and we'll provide you an interpreter so that we can have the certified interpreter help her. Okay?
Yeah. It's just okay. Because she doesn't like speaking, like it's not like speak it, but more of,
yeah, I just want to be fair to you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
No, mama. Nó nói mình nó nập từng thì nó có tại ta nói tiếng Việt cho mommy, so nó nói cho nó đó, nó nghe lời, nó hiểu. Hiểu không? So cái đó được không? Nó next month nó mình có nói cái này case move to next month. Có bữa nay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Possible.
So we'll get you another notice, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ma'am, there will be information on that notice about requesting an interpreter. So make sure that you follow those instructions and contact the board appropriately to request that interpreter.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Right. Good luck. All right. So we'll move case numbers 2024-00409 continue to next month so we can appropriately handle that case. All right, so our next case is number 2024-00587, Star Nail and Spa, SNT 16583, Long Nguyen, 504-00375. Come forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First, raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you have today will be truthful?
Yes.
And then state your name.
My name is Long Nguyen.
Long Nguyen.
My name is Long Nguyen.
Thank you. Please have a seat. Relax. All right. So first, our investigator will define the case for us, and then we'll come back and ask you questions. Okay. All right. So, Ms. Hill.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Alexander Hill. On December 18, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Star Nail and Spa and spoke with the manager. While inspecting the supply area, 1 gallon of KPI 3000 liquid monomer was found in the storage area with methyl methacrylate MMA as the first ingredient listed. The manager was informed that this is a highly toxic substance and is prohibited to use and or have on the premises of the establishment, and that EMA is within state and federal regulations. I wrote EMA and circled it on the inspection report before leaving it with the manager. The KPI 3000 monomer warning on the bottle state: avoid contact with skin and eyes. Avoid inhalation of vapor or mist. If on skin, immediately remove, take off all contaminated clothing, rinse skin with water, and shower. If inhaled, move the victim to fresh air and keep at rest in a position comfortable for breathing. The bottle states for industrial use only. Nowhere on the monomer packaging says it is to be used for nails or on the human body. Due to how liquid acrylic monomers are used in a salon setting, it is impossible to avoid the warning on the product packaging. This establishment is of the same ownership since May of 2010, almost 15 years. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
The board have any questions of our investigator? Okay. Have you seen the complaint?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's from that they put asbestos for last year and liquid. Well, I buy from the next line.
Yeah.
And they add on the next line, they have that approved from MEA.
Right.
And they say, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt it.
They tell me, okay.
Yeah.
And last year, we can work with spent on my salon. And they tell me that's not approved. And after that, I stopped. I didn't do that.
Okay. That was last year?
Yeah, that day.
Just that.
Oh, it.
December 18th.
Is that this case? It was December 18th?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And after that, I stopped. Okay, I don't do that. But I now I give for the Cindy for the approved for MEA.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know that. I give you five. No, on the next line, they tell me they approved.
I know.
They get some MBA.
I buy
it from supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they tell you.
I don't know.
Yeah. And
now I know.
Stop that. Yeah. The problem for all of them. Yeah. That you can sell it, but you can't own it.
So I think the net supply is settled. So
I it is. Yeah.
Approved for MDA.
Yeah. It's legal to sell. It's just not legal to own it. I don't make sense of that.
Yeah. Now I know. Thank you. And thank you.
Were there any other issues?
Thank you.
Were there any other issues of any kind?
And Mr. Bagley, members of the board, there were no other issues during that.
The board have any questions of Mr. Winberg?
Okay. No, you're fine.
All right. So we're going to deliberate about this now. So do we have any motions regarding this case? Finds fact.
Tracy, we're looking for you here. I'm going to adopt the findings of fact and conclusion of the block. It's on the second.
With a motion and a second, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Does this happen? Okay. Do we
have any previous history?
Perfect.
They do have previous history. It's for letters concerned display issues, but not sanitation.
Nothing related.
How long have you been in business, sir?
My last salon. On my salon?
Yes.
2010.
You've done a good job.
My question is just on the
computer
center. I don't see. I don't see what
they
recommend for that.
What are the errors?
500 civil
penalty. Yeah, it's our standard for MMA. It's
500.
Yeah. For us, like you went there, asked them, they said, yes, you can use it. For us, this was is a big problem because a lot of people use it. It's been outlawed since 1974. I mean, for 50 years. It creates cancer. You know, it's very toxic. So we've been trying to get it stopped. But just as you ran into it, you can sell it. You just can't own it. So the laws don't make sense, like Trump. So we established some standards to make it stop, because prior to establishing those standards, we would have 3 or 4 cases every month where it was everywhere. So we recognize you are very good at what you do and you're important to the community. We recognize that. We're trying to figure out how to be fair with you and be fair with everybody else that we've had to deal with. That's the dilemma. We have thoughts.
I move to offer a consent agreement for a $500 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to formal hearing with 12 months probation. I would tell the story with Ibada, and most of the time, and if you are a male technician, you should know that MMA is not allowed.
You can hit him with a Yelp review. Yeah, it's a lot of Yelp reviews. If you have any,
I was like, Ben, I think that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
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 All right, so that didn't pass. All right, so we need another motion.
This is Brandy Flores. I would make a motion to impose a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay. Okay, motion and a second.
No.
Yeah, all in favor, say aye.
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 Yeah, I'm gonna go aye. They opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Yeah. So this is really difficult. By our standards, we should charge you $500. I mean, that's what we do. In this case, we feel like we're trying to do a good job. We know many people have been trapped in this. 4 of us believe that didn't do this intentionally. And we're going to give you a letter of concern. That's the way it came out. But it's a good argument that we should, but we're not going to in this case. So you'll get a letter about this. I'm hoping that we don't create a cascade of new people coming in here. If so, we'll have to be tough. But anyway, we believe in you. So we're going to take that chance and tell all your friends, don't buy that stuff. Anybody in the industry, don't buy that stuff. Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Okay. Tell my friend that don't buy that.
Yeah, tell you, don't buy it.
Yeah,
we made a board decision a while back that we would charge everybody $500 to make it stop.
Yeah.
You're the first people we have not charged that.
We don't know.
Since we said that.
I think everybody knows that nobody buy.
Yeah, please tell them.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You'll get a letter in the mail about this.
Okay. Yeah. And I have written them. You have finally.
We are not finding you. We're just giving you a letter of concern. That's why I say you're the first people doing this in a year that we have not signed.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting.
And I welcome today. Come here. Listen.
Yes. Just good. Standing up and doing what's right is important.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right. You.
You're good. Yeah, you're good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Wait, actually, we're gonna leave him, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, our next case is 2024-00581. Jesus Armando Sepulveda, VAR010529. Okay. So Brandy, right?
And Marshall.
All right, so we're 2, 3, 4. We're good. All right, so the case I'm calling is 2024-00581, Jesus Armando Sepulveda, VAR010525. Star six if you're on the phone. Stand up if you're here. Do the other proposal. No, that's all right. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-0581 move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved agree to the consent agreement as presented before that happens.
Second.
Second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody vote? Okay, that passes unanimously. So, use guest spots. Okay, review, discussion, possible act regarding the 2025 barbering and cosmetology board meeting schedule.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, if you recall a couple of months ago, I believe it was member not requested a discussion about the 2025 schedule of board meeting and a possible day, date, et cetera, change. I think he was just wanting to have a discussion about what that looks like. Since I have been here, the board and I, my understanding, since I've been here, those meetings have been the third Friday of every month. I do understand it was previously that way as well. And so this was the month to have that discussion. Currently, those meetings are already from a tactical standpoint are already scheduled on the third Friday of the month for calendar year 2025, but at the request of Member Knox, the agenda item is on the this agenda item is on our schedule today.
My recommendation.
Oh, it's your, I'm sorry, I thought it was, I'm sorry. Member McFadden requested, I thought it was Knox, I apologize. It's been several months.
So, can we do this as an open discussion on that way? Okay. So does anybody have anything to say about it?
Yeah, we're trying to find out if we can get some changes made to that instead of doing them on Fridays all the time. It just makes it way more convenient for some of the members. We discussed amongst a lot of us, and other members didn't have a problem with Mondays. But just seeing if we can get some of these meetings switched over to Mondays.
Monday or Wednesday, I recommend.
Wednesday.
If we were to change the meeting to Mondays, what would that do to board staff preparation for meetings?
I appreciate that question, Member Guzman-Glover. It would have a significant impact on our the way we handle this. We have to post agendas on websites and physically here in the building a certain number of hours, 24 hours before the meeting. I think there's a risk of staff then having to work on weekends to ensure that we're prepared for meeting, responding to inquiries from respondents for cases within the system. I'll be very honest, it would make it very much more difficult on board staff to prepare for board meetings if they move to a Monday.
Okay, what about a Tuesday or Wednesday?
The question I was asked was about Monday, so I was responding to that. If you want to talk about Tuesdays or Wednesdays, it's not as difficult at that point.
Wednesday, we have a
conflict. Oh, yeah, we already said we have a conflict here.
Tuesday, I represent.
I mean, Fridays have been, everybody makes Fridays, or everybody has, you know, when I find out it was for Friday. I think the argument for Monday is best for the industry because we would potentially have better attendance and that's generally a day off. But also because it's a Monday, getting in contact with people, there are more no-shows possibly happening. There's a lot of things that could go wrong with Mondays as well. Even though I think I like the availability for the industry. But whether you'd actually get that is negotiable. I mean, just very personally, I can do Friday
or Monday, but I've not seen the huge benefit of Monday that I thought I would after hearing the constraint. But if it's another day other than Friday, it would be much harder for me personally.
Mr. Chairman, this is Member Flores. I have a question for Executive Director Magali. My understanding is that leading up to the actual meeting on Fridays, cases are being resolved and negotiated throughout the course of the week leading up to that. Is that correct?
That is correct, yep. And we even had one negotiated at the opening of the meeting this morning.
Got it. And so a transition to a Monday would create sort of the burden of the weekend in between of sort of halting that discussion with licensees leading up to the meeting.
I believe so, yes.
It didn't have to be the week before, but yeah.
We can compile this in a report of some sort that we can review what pros and cons anybody has about anything. So we're and what's towards something. I feel like we're gaining knowledge, not solving problems.
It would be personally, it would be hard for me to come any day other than Friday. That is a day that I have dedicated to the board, and with my work schedule, especially if we're talking like during legislative session when my work is increasingly difficult. A Monday to Thursday would be difficult because that's when the legislature is in session.
And actually, that I could actually echo that for myself then as well when we have legislative items going.
Yeah.
And board staff, I didn't actually consider the legislative session part of that equation as well.
And I guess like I can understand wanting to make it. Well, I can understand wanting to be helpful to the industry, but at the same time, if it's coming before the board, kind of an uncomfortable experience, and it's going to be an uncomfortable experience regardless of what day it is that you're coming before the board.
More so you're working.
True, you but know, true, but it's uncomfortable, right? It's like you have to come before the board and before a specific reason each of the disciplinary issues. So I think the board has done a lot to be helpful to the industry and make things a lot easier for them. Personally, Friday is sort of the best day for me.
My personal opinion for Friday, the professional member, I feel this takes a lot of my valuable time. I've been rolling with the punches as 100% attendance, so I speak. I make sacrifices. I feel like other people commit sacrifices to be here when they're supposed to. The important session. I feel like if Tuesday would work, be my favorite day for Friday. I can understand Monday being a little inconvenient for everybody. So I recommend a Tuesday, Wednesday, excuse me, Wednesday.
Well, I'm hearing. I think the only benefit would be a Monday for the industry.
I'm missing a word. This is valuable word.
Oh, of course.
But,
yeah, I mean, just industry-wide, Mondays are a day the industry generally helps off. And so I think that would be better.
Yeah, and that it's not saying that
there's a lot going on
every Monday. If we've generally looked at it, since we've combined the boards, we've only had meetings on Fridays. Previously with other, whenever boards were separated, meetings were made on Mondays, and it was never an issue. I think at this point, it's just getting to where, we're not asking, as far as the professional side, we're not asking for every Monday or saying let's switch it from Friday to every Monday. We're just saying if possible, we can switch it up, even if it's, once quarterly and saying, okay, we're going to switch it to a different day versus just saying, Fridays as far as attendance. That's one of the main reasons that I can't make it every Friday because I have students who are preparing for tests. I have to be here. So like I said, as far as, trying to balance both things, it becomes difficult for the professional members. I understand it for some of the public members, it's like, well, we have legislation and other stuff going on. but all the professionals are asking to take our, you know, work schedule into consideration as well, not just, you know, the professional side of, well, this doesn't work for us, because like I said, a lot of professionals, if you look at the attendance rate up until it just got to where students are, we got this national system and students are scheduling for these Fridays to make it work. If you go back and look, most of the professionals are the ones showing up, and it's not, you know, the public members that we might get one or two. We have some public members that don't even come in. They're always on the phone. So it's just, you know, we're trying to figure out a system that works for everybody.
My personal opinion would be that if we choose a day, it should be the same day. I think we build ambiguity into it. If we occasionally do a Monday or occasionally do a Friday, barring holidays that pop up, that if it's the third Monday or the third Friday, everybody knows that's when the board meeting is.
Only 12 times per.
So I think it, I think you choose one day. Like, I think that's the only way out of it.
Well, time to be here.
I agree with the consistency in, oh, I'm sorry. Is someone else talking? I apologize.
Go ahead, Flores.
I agree that whatever we choose, okay. I agree that whatever we choose should be consistent. Whatever day it is, if it's Friday, if it's Monday, whatever day it is, should be consistently that day. And also just from a board process perspective of the cadence of the week in preparation for board meetings shouldn't necessarily shift on a monthly basis or quarterly basis.
Well, I still suggest we gather this up in writing, write it around so we can look at it. And each of us, if we have an opinion about why we should in some way, that writing should say this person said this thing. So we see who cares about what. There's no vagueness to this. There's no good resolution, no matter what we do. Somebody's inconvenience, no matter how we do it. But there's also the big responsibility to do this. So, you know, kind of thing. I mean, Brandon's here every time. He's got just a car lot to work on if anybody else does. Tracy actually showed up too. So I mean, there's a good reason, Sarah. So we just need to get this down, look at it, and come to some conclusion and do something. I don't oppose any of it. So, I mean, in a way of looking at it, it's a very big important responsibility that needs to be dealt with the way that we do deal with it. It's always an issue.
Are we under any type of like violation of open meeting law if we like put together a document that has people's opinions on it about things?
I understood his request that staff would develop a document after hearing everyone's input, maybe re-listening to the audio, but it would be staff would develop it and then distribute discussion, you know, next month. That's better.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
But you're right.
I didn't know who all was in comfort in that.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to stay on record so we can put it in there?
I understand that it's difficult to get set up on a Monday, but I think as a barbering cosmetology board and we're having people come here, the likelihood of them missing work to come here and for them, you know, not having to miss work to hear us and be a part of the board, Monday is better.
Yes. And generally, that was kind of the consensus previously before, was that on Mondays, most barbers and cosmetologists were off. So it made it easier for more people to actually show up for their cases because it was generally their off day.
A mail text.
On that same note, though, it's more difficult to work with your employer or your salon to discuss upcoming cases if it is closed on the day that you need to have the hearing.
I don't understand that one, but sure.
All right. Thank you all for your input. Let's take a look at it and see if we can figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, that being said, Friday works for me too.
Yeah, just gotta do it.
Right. And then it doesn't have to be a Monday. Like you said, it can be a Tuesday. Just in the industry as a whole, like that, Fridays and Saturdays are usually the biggest, busiest days for the industry. So just trying to find another day that kind of works for everybody so that we can get more, like I said, in-person attendance with board members.
Have we had any quorum issues? Like in general? I know like occasionally people will miss a meeting here or there.
So I think that is actually one of the biggest successes of the last 2.5 years is of however many months that is, 20, 30 a month. We didn't have quorum for one meeting and we lost quorum in the middle of them. And that was, we didn't have quorum in June of 22. And then we lost quorum, I think it was February this year of 24. Other than that, the meetings have occurred.
All right, let's write it down and look at it and figure it out.
Yeah,
Deputy Director Schubert.
Let me just say something with the board for a minute. Like I said, I hate to do it in this setting, but at the end of the day, like I said, it's a lot of those meetings that I actually end up having to attend are, like I said, I miss medical appointments. I try to make sure that we can get everything going. There's been a couple meetings where Frank hit me up and said, hey, we need you to make quorum. And I do that for the board. But when I sit back and we say, look, you know, when we're asking for, you know, a little consideration as well and say, hey, can we at least try? You know, all we've gotten today is just, it doesn't work. It doesn't. Nobody even said, well, let's try it. Let's just try. Let's see what happens. You know, it's just getting nope, doesn't work. And I've been hearing that for years. It just doesn't work. And it was shut down up until Mr. McFadden, Member McFadden actually brought it up again. I just quit even asking for it because we just knew it was a denial. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, I miss medical appointments. I have cancer right now and I'm dealing with it. But I feel like if I can sacrifice and make time to do this for the board, other members should be able to do the same, you know. It's starting to get a little ridiculous.
I think the board staff and processes have been vastly improved over the past 2 years in terms of efficiency and formalization of those processes. And changing the meeting date is a very serious consideration, considering those processes are tailored to a Friday meeting date that gives them 4 business days prior to take care of and prepare for these cases and this meeting.
So we're saying Friday is the only day that's possible?
I don't think anybody's saying it's the only thing that can happen. I think we're saying is it's a large machine and it's difficult to adjust it quickly. There are patterns that lots of people are involved with make it work. It isn't that we couldn't change it, but we need to know there's a strong enough reason to adjust 30 people if only a couple people want to be accommodated. But we just need to know what that is. It's hard to make decisions that are this encompassing off of impulsive conversations. Instead, we need facts.
Knox, I appreciate you sharing that with us and prayers be with you, sir.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just like I said, I mean, just going through everything. Like you said, we have members who don't even show up unless it's an issue pertaining to something that somebody wants to talk about, you know. So that's the part that gets frustrating. We accommodate for certain individuals, and then especially the when we have professional members saying, hey, you know, for the industry, you know, it would help out a little bit. And also having the fact that board member meetings used to be on Mondays for barber boards, and there was never an issue with, you know, we couldn't get paperwork done, issued in time. There was never an issue. It's always been that the Cosmo meetings were on Fridays, and it just never switched. It's like I said, it'd be one thing we said, let's try it. Let's see how much of a difference it makes. But it's like everybody's just sitting back going, oh, it's not going to fit. It doesn't work. All we said was, let's try it. Let's try it one meeting and see what happens. And then have a discussion and say, that way we have hard facts and we can sit back and say, hey, you know, these were the issues we have or we didn't have. we had better attendance or we didn't have better attendance. All the professional members are saying, and I hope everybody's hearing this, is that because the professional members have all discussed it. And I've even spoken with Gary, and Gary's like, hey, Mondays work for me as well. You know, if we can get everybody to agree. And that's all we're getting at, is the professional members are really just feeling like, man, you know, can we get some assistance here and at least look at the situation?
Right.
That's
I would say if we change Monday would be the only other option.
Again, let's get this down and do this logically. Look at it in writing, look at it, evaluate it, make a decision, and then do something. I don't think this is an arbitrary thing we just jump to, whatever.
Deputy Director Shepherd, can we get clarification on what you're asking the board to put together as a written document?
I think the individual things that people have said were reasons for one change or another. One, somebody who wants a Tuesday, who can do a Wednesday, can't do a Wednesday. I think if we sort this down, we can see what we're looking at. Everybody's got good ideas, but unless we can see from where we are to where we're going, we can't go there. So
you're asking for a document that reflects the request of the board members.
Yeah,
what they're thinking.
One, two, and why. Yes.
Okay.
So we know what we're doing, why we're making decisions.
Mr. Chairman, are we able to submit our feedback in writing to board staff directly for things that we'd also like to include in that document?
More communication, better. Is everybody's board?
Just the staff only.
Yep. Yes. But we just need to see what we do to make anything better, we can make better. But let's deal with facts and some hard things we need to work with.
So hearing the discussion then, I think what we will do is I'm actually going to put together what we call a Google form. And we'll send that out to everybody so that everybody can. It won't create a quorum issue because it's an individual person submitting their information. We'll compile that information for discussion next month, for continued discussion next month.
Great. Let's move forward.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I had a question. If I work on the Indian land, and I need to the state bar area license or no?
And the green and the sunshine.
Case number two.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hang on. Today.
Yeah. Okay.
Move this board and take work here.
Yeah, if I work on Indian land.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can put it on next month if you wanted.
Yeah, we're gonna continue your case next month. We've already passed that part. So you'll get a notice that your case will be back up next month. I'll make the motions that are necessary to make that happen. Okay.
Next month?
Yeah, because we did this case an hour ago. So I need to unwrap it in the way that we finished it with no attendance and make it so that you can participate next month. Okay.
Yeah, because you know, then some people they come to inspection, then I nail shop, you know, then I nail shop on the Indian land, and they give for me the ticket, and they cut me the $375 for something, the license, and I don't have a license, but you know, I work in Indian land. That's why, you know, then they say they don't need a license.
Okay. Well, we'll deal with that next month. You'll get a notice. Make sure that you show up on time so we can get your case taken care of, okay?
Next month, what day?
You'll get mail.
You'll get it in the mail. It'll be all spelled out and the time will be spelled out. Everything you need will be on there.
Oh, how about, you know, the ticket, and they give me, they got me $375, yeah. And if I don't
yeah,
pay.
Yeah, I can't do anything now, about that. Yeah. We'll deal with this next month. I can't deal with any more thing. All right. Okay, we're done. All right.
Yeah, and
sir, I need you to call. Stop talking. Stop.
Hello?
Okay, case number 2024. Okay, 00327 and 2024 and 00328 I move to rescind the previous motion to move into a formal hearing and instead continue the case.
Ms. Lendover, seconds.
The motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Nguyen, we're going to move your case to next month. We'll see you next month. You'll get a paper in the mail. Have a nice month.
Okay.
All right, last thing, public comment. Those wishing to address the board do not need to register or request permission in advance. There are two of you out there. Do we want to know you want to talk to us? All right, thank you, colleagues. All right, let's forget that part and move on. Does anybody want to adjourn this meeting?
Ms. Lendover, move to adjourn.
McFadden, I second that.
You guys are wonderful. A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, we are adjourned.
Wrong meeting.
They cover.